We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this is your Buffs Daily for Tuesday, February 18th. Well, a little movement for the CU men's basketball team Monday in the AP Top 25 College Basketball Poll. Following their weekend split at the Oregon schools, the Buffs dropped from number 16 to 18th in this week's poll. The Buffaloes did not have any movement in their ranking, which can change daily in the net rankings, where the Buffs on Monday were number 11, tying their highest ranking of the season. This is the time of year with only five regular season games remaining, where head coach Tad Boyle is looking to be smart with his players, attending to their physical and mental well-being.
So this week's a great example. We took yesterday off, and we got back about 2:15, 2:30, you know, in the morning on Sunday. We had Sunday off, even though they had to go to study hall. But today's basically a day off. I mean, we met, we watched film for 5 minutes on Oregon State, just touched on a few things. Guys are getting shooting workouts in. They're just out there on their own. Some guys will shoot for 15 or 20 minutes. Some guys might shoot for 40 or 45 minutes. I think you got to be really smart with your team in that some guys might need a little bit more cardio on a day like today, and some guys need a rest and a cold tub or a hot tub or a massage or whatever the case may be, and get their bodies kind of rejuvenated, and then come back, practice fresh tomorrow, crisp, hard, not long. Yeah, it's a fine line, not going too much, not going too little. I usually pick one day a week where I'm like, okay, this is what I call a player's day. And so whatever that player needs, McKinley Wright may need rest. Evan Batty may need to work on his free throws. Tyler Bay may need to work on his jump hook. You know, Lucas may need to work on his three-point shooting. You know, everybody's got something different. Shane Gatling might have to get a weight workout in or some extra stretching with Steve Englehart. So this is a player's day where each individual player can work on what they need to work on. We're not necessarily working as a team, as a unit, five-on-five, you know, basketball stuff, but they're in the gym, they're in the weight room, they're in the training room, they're getting done to their bodies what they need.
This week, the Buffs host the L.A. schools, of course, hosting USC Thursday night in Boulder. Our coverage on the Colorado Basketball Network gets underway at 6:30 Mountain Time with the Buffs warm-up pregame show presented by Safeway, followed by the tip-off between the Buffs and Trojans at 7. The game will air in Denver on 850 KOA and 94.1 FM. For more on the Buffs build-up to the Trojans, check out Neil Welk's coverage, as always, at CUBuffs.com. The CU women's basketball team is back at the court this week, trying to get over Sunday's last-second heartbreaking loss to number 8 Stanford, a game that ended at the buzzer where they had a loss snatched from the jaws of victory. Monday night in bus primetime at Corrales of Boulder, head coach J.R. Payne talked about what her postgame message was to her team following that gut-wrenching loss.
Well, I mean, I just told them I was unbelievably proud, you know, of our resiliency, our togetherness, our ability to compete like that, and that there's no pity party allowed. Like,
sure.
we have 5 games left or 4 games left as well. Before the conference tournament, and I will not allow anyone to hang their heads because the next 2 weeks are too important.
The CU women close out the home slate this weekend with the Arizona schools on tap. Arizona State Friday night at 7 o'clock, followed by Arizona for Senior Day on Sunday at the Event Center. I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Bus Daily.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.